Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to History Dweebs. I am Tim, and welcome to the podcast where we take a lighthearted look, very lighthearted look, Brandy.
Yes.
At the dark side of history. Today, we're going to talk about a witch. Well, probably one of your friends, Brandy. I don't know if you've ever met this young lady. Her name is Half Hanged Mary.
She got half hanged. To me, she got the half hang from. Well, we all know what happens to the ladies.
Over 40.
But there's only. Yeah, she. It didn't really fully hit her, to me, so she only got the, half of it.
Well, so what would you say is half hang? Is that like 4 inches?
I'd say 2 foot for the female, Timmy.
Oh, okay.
Because, usually as they go about it.
Females' genitalia is usually smaller than men, is what you're saying.
It is. It is generally, yeah.
Okay.
I should probably mention right here that we are a comedy podcast, and sometimes we talk, we use adult language. And
sometimes. Sometimes we do.
And some people are offended by that. And...
They are.
They try to beat us up. So don't beat us up. Don't beat us up. Yeah. If you're offended by adult language, please check out one of the other very, very fine podcasts out there, like our friend Anina with Already Gone, our friend Erica Kelly with Southern Fried True Crime, our friend Charlie with Crime Lines. There's so many, Colonel, that don't use adult language like the
40-year-old Ben Fitton, Timmy.
Ben Fitton,
and they walk among us.
They walk among us. He is
Ben's
he
a
is
baby.
Now 40 years old, so happy
he's a
birthday.
Baby.
Ben, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, but he's going to be visiting doing a United States tour, just like the Beatles.
Yes, he is.
Just like when the Beatles came over.
What?
It's going to be crazy, Timmy. It's going to be crazy.
It will be great. Let me introduce our panel, and then we got some very important news we want to discuss, and then we'll get into Half Hanged Mary, the story of a young lady who was accused of witchcraft, and they tried to hang her, but she would not die. Sort of like,
doesn't Half Hang Mary sound like a CCR song to me?
Yeah, it does. It does. You come to mention it. I like CCR. I like CCR.
Everybody does.
You know, people. I figured out that the people who listen to our podcast probably have like attention deficit disorder. Because we tend to jump around, Brandy.
Dude, I don't even know what the fuck you're doing right now. I can't even with you.
I'm not really sure.
Let me introduce the lady who is known throughout the kingdom. Throughout her kingdom. They have a lot of hamlets in her kingdom. And they have villages and hamlets.
Damn now, village idiots.
I want a Shire.
Have you ever been to a village idiot convention, Colonel?
Every day when he goes to work. But not me, bitches. Not me.
My entire life, Timmy. Every time I walk through my door, my front door. I feel like I'm at a Village Idiot convention.
There's like a big sign that says, "Welcome, idiots."
Yeah.
Name tags.
Aw, name tags.
Very. A lady who's known throughout the land as Brandy the Benevolent, Her Majesty Queen Brandy the First. How are you, Brandy, if at all?
I am cool, Timmy. How are you, man?
Man, I am fine as wine.
Yeah.
I remember back the days, Timmy, and this just shows, you know, if you put your mind to it,
my God, there's so many something. Words you're using.
Do you remember back when she was pill popping, penis loving?
I know.
And now she, look where she's at. She's royalty, Timmy. And it's a testament to determination, self-improvement, mindfulness. I'm sure she does some mindfulness, alcohol.
And some nasty emails from Team Brandy.
Yeah. Yeah, some nasty emails.
She did not want us no longer to refer to her as penis loving and pill popping. Although I'm assuming those still apply.
Those things still hold, I believe.
Yeah, we're good. Don't mess with Team Brandy.
So, Brandy,
what's up?
Tell us what's been going on in your life and since the last time we recorded a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Nothing. I'm just, I am living my best life right now.
Are you?
I mean, I hope not.
Are you listening to rock music and smoking drugs and bad mouthing your country?
Yes.
Wearing flowery dresses and
yes, I'm
no
doing
shoes.
All of those things. It's amazing.
Walking around with dirty feet.
And I'm playing on my PlayStation a lot. So, which, by the way, is not great because I have some arthritis in my thumbs. So, I'm like an arthritic gamer. I'm so sad. So,
that's going to be a problem, I think, for the your generation. They're starting to the gaming is just not going to work anymore, Brandon.
It kind of pisses, it kind of pisses me off.
It's like when you plan to travel when you retire, and then you get able to retire, and you can't travel because you're broken down. So you've been hoping one day to be able to be a gamer full time.
So, here's what I think I'm going to do is that's not true. I'm going to have Noah set me up a YouTube channel because, Chuck will never get it. But anyway, so I'm going to set up a YouTube channel because, all the kids like to watch people play these games.
I know. And it is kind of fascinating.
It's weird. Well,
it's kind of fascinating. Though.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on and play my Lego game, High as Draft Hits, and narrate the whole thing while I do it. And then I'm going to put it on YouTube, and I'm going to be a YouTube superstar.
You're
doing what I love and loving what I do.
You're going to be an old, very old influencer.
I am. Well, a little bit slower because, the thumbs.
But influencers, being podcasters, are we influencers?
I hope not.
Goddamn right we are.
I hope not.
Bad influences. But
I don't. Nobody should.
I feel sorry for folks who are influenced by us.
I know.
That was very fascinating, Brandy time. You really need to get a job, Brandy, because this Brandy time isn't working, is it, Colonel?
Dude.
No, it's not. It's not.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you something. Like right now, okay? Right now. Now. It is 11:01 in the afternoon. Or in the noontime.
In the
close.
And you're two gummies into the day, aren't you?
Oh, my God. Yeah. And Dave's asleep and Noah's gone. So I'm like here and chilling. With my friends. This is an amazing day. I am so happy.
You seem very vibrant, Brandy.
I am so happy. I love you guys. Yay! That's fun. Why is that happening?
That's
Chuck's phone.
That is the sound of Colonel time, Timmy. That is the notice that it's called. Devil time is over. And why? I don't know. I don't know who did that to me. I don't know where that came from.
Well, that's
the signal to. That's a producer of.
Oh, and I watched the Batman.
Oh, how
did you watch that?
Well, here's the thing. If you forget every other Batman ever existed, then this movie is fine. But, like, you have the twinkly Harry Potter guy who bulked up and is kind of...
I believe it's Twilight, Devil. It's Twilight.
What did I say?
Harry Potter.
No, I meant Harry Potter. He's the glittery Harry Potter guy because he was in both. So, A, suck my dick.
Harry Potter?
Yes, suck my dick. So, anyway.
He wasn't glittery in Harry Potter, though.
I combine the movies, you fucking cum stain. Okay. Listen to what I'm saying.
Just do me a favor, Devil. Just stick to two gummy bears before the show. You don't got to go four deep into the, before a show.
So, I'm fixing to walk over and get my a vape pen here in a minute. So,
wait a minute. Hold up here. This is from the lady, Colonel, who teases me about my Appalachian accent. She's a fixin'. She's a fixin' to go over there.
She's a fixin' to go get it.
I am fixin' to go get it. I am. Anywho, so if you forget every other Batman, like, he's okay, but he's some, like, kind of 90s grunge emo fucking bitch. He's a bitch in this movie. Like, hardcore bitch.
I like Burt Ward. He's my ideal Batman.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
I mean, you got him, Adam West, but Colonel, I'm sorry.
You think Robin and that butler was... Yeah.
We're not going to talk about Alfred.
Well,
we don't.
I'm going to...
Just don't.
Basically, I always consider it pretty much like a prison situation to me that...
No.
Robin was doing the laundry for Batman. He was just like, get over here, Robin.
You know, Robin was sliding... He was pretty good sliding down that pole.
He was.
No,
he could work a pole. He could work. Robin
could
work a pole.
Leave Alfred out of your weird ass fantasies. All right.
What about
Alfred?
Alfred. I'm talking about Batman. Batman was just like, come here, you little.
Okay,
bitch.
Stop it.
Get down that pole.
Look, we're not. No,
bring
no.
me some chocolate milk.
Anyway, the movie is good. It's very broody. It's very dark. So just be prepared for that. And if I didn't know that Colin
Much
Farrell
like
was Oz or Penguin Colin or whatever, then I would have never guessed it because they did a really good job. Not sure how I feel about Zoe Kravitz, though.
I watched a very good movie last night.
Probably
White,
not.
Or Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit? Yeah. No, but I've heard of it. It's got a dumb name.
Yeah, no, but it's really, really good. Let me introduce a man who really needs no introduction, a man who is we're very tardy in getting to his introduction. I apologize to all the Team Colonel and the Sons of Colonel and all those weirdos.
Yeah.
He's a man who is known for his generosity, his vision, Brandy, of what...
He's colorblind. What is,
he has
vision sucks.
Vision... of what is possible. You know, you've heard politics is the art of the possible. That is this man. He is... people turn to him in these very trying times of pandemics and hyperinflation and, drone deliveries.
Malaise, Timmy. Malaise. We're in a time of malaise.
And he has been called, Brandy, an oasis in the desert of despair.
By no one.
The very honorable, the reverend, a best-selling author.
How to make love to a woman.
Charles Beauregard Hawkwaters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel? Tell us.
If
not
at all.
Good, Timmy.
No.
Shocking.
Good, Timmy.
I got messed up in my introduction. I apologize, Colonel. Because you know, people,
that's okay, Timmy.
People
you
know, look forward to that. But
hold on.
How
I mean,
are you today?
I'm glad I'm settled in.
Well, I'm just not good, Timmy. And I had a bit of a an encounter this week that was less than pleasant to me. Customer service that left me wanting, I believe. I tend to, I packaged an item.
Spit
I bought an
the
item.
Fuck
and
out.
I wanted to return it. I wanted to return it. And it gives you this little choice where you can just drop it off at UPS, right? At the UPS store. And I frequently return things because they're not up to the Colonel standards. So,
are there still like QVC packages?
Those type things, yeah. And I know Pete at the UPS store very well. Pete's roughly 106 years old.
Is his brother Repeat?
And I go in there. So I bring my thing in there to me, and it's a watch. I bought a watch, and I decided that, you know, I did not like the accuracy of said watch. So I put it back in its box. I take it in there. I hand it to Pete, and he says, I can't take this. And I said, why can't you take it, Pete? And he said, it's a hazardous material. And, you know, it's got the lithium battery warning on the side.
Yeah.
And I said, Pete, it's a watch, goddammit. I said, you fucking want me here, Pete? Because I talk to Pete quite frequently. I said, you fucking want me? What you doing, Pete? He said, no, I'm serious. And then the other clerk looks over and said, actually, they did tell us today we can't take these things back. I said, but Pete, no more than 5 minutes ago, I was on my phone and I hit the little return code on it. And it allowed me to do it. So maybe you are in error, Pete. Maybe you are in error because this giant conglomerate retail company.
Oh my God!
Seems
what's
to say
happening?
That you are
fallen into
Amazon.
A word hole.
I didn't want to. So anyway,
it's words everywhere.
Pete says, "No, we can't take them." And I said,
oh
"Well,
my
Pete,
God, Pete,
it's not hazardous material. It's a watch."
What you doing, Pete?
Yeah,
well,
what
you
the
know,
fuck,
girl,
Pete?
They had that whole thing with the radium girls. I don't know. It sounds iffy to me.
So he says to me,
"The radium girls."
Well,
glow.
I said, "Look." So we go back and forth for a few minutes, and I'm like, God damn it, Pete. Do you see hazardous material anywhere on the box? Do you see hazardous material? And Pete says to me,
get the fuck out of my store.
Well, that came later. Pete said to me,
are you going to be like on one of these Karen videos on TikTok? Because
he's a fucking Karen. Evidently, male Karens are called Kevins. No one informed
me
of that.
He says to me, hold on. He says to me, do you think the Boston Bombers...
Do they wear their hair like, you know, over to the side like Karen does? You know what I mean?
I think that it's like slightly balding, big forehead.
Oh, let me guess. There's that goatee thing.
No, not usually. But, I mean, it can go... That can go either way. Okay, hold on because I'm dying to hear... how this thing with Pete turned out. Now I'm invested in this fucking story. Because Pete's going to have to go home and explain to his wife why he had to deck a customer. And the kids are going to be upset. Kids are going to be upset. Pete's got to go to jail. Now nobody's got bail money for Pete.
No,
but he gets fired.
He don't have great kids. He got great grandkids. Dude's working. Because
this was an estimate. This was an estimate.
This is a fucked up economy where people can't retire, and Chuck is going in there and making this
poor man throw a hip out.
Me and Pete are friends. We talk all the time.
Well,
so
clearly not.
I think you were friends.
Yeah.
I think we should ask Pete about that now.
Yeah.
Poor Pete. He was devastated by it. And here's the thing. Once you get trespassed from the UPS store or the whatever, USPS, whatever.
There's no going back.
There's no going back. You will have to mail all your packages, you know, FedEx.
Now, Chuck, were you able to work things out with Pete or?
So I said, look, Pete, look on the box. I want you to tell me where it says hazardous material.
Did he have to get his
and
bifocals?
He says, do you think the Boston Bombers put hazardous material on their boxes?
Oh, Pete, fucked you.
Hold on, here we go.
That's
got
a fair
point,
Colonel.
Let me roll this one out to you now. So I looked at Pete and I said, I do not know. But one thing I can tell you, Pete, is they goddamn sure didn't use UPS or they would be known as the Anchorage Bombers today. Because the son of a bitch package would have never got to Boston. Or if it did, it would have happened 3 days after the marathon and nobody would know who they are.
Okay, so first
and
of all,
Pete looked at me and said,
toasted your
just
ass.
Get out of my store.
Exactly.
He kicked you out. So
I thought that was one of my better ones. I said they'd be the Anchorage Bombers, Pete, not the Boston Bombers.
You know what, though? Pete
you
toasted your ass, shit. Though. I'm siding with Pete.
He
I'm
told
Team
me
Pete.
To get out of his store.
Yep, go Pete.
Team Pete.
Team Pete.
This poor old man don't even know we're talking about him.
Chuck will tell
guy.
Him.
Pete's a good guy.
Chuck will tell him, but he can't tell him in the store. He's going to have to call him outside, 500 feet away.
Because he's not allowed in the store.
Not allowed at the store.
Well, you know, I told you, I got kicked out of a bar for life and had Logan take a picture of me standing in the bar not too long ago.
Yeah, you showed them, Chuck.
Yeah, you did.
I did, goddammit.
Damn,
Logan said, you know what, I'm waiting for an 80-year-old bouncer to come and say, hey, you ain't supposed to be here. Get your ass out of here.
We remember you. We got your photo behind the bar.
Got your photo
up
on the wall.
1968.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, we got to talk about something serious.
Could
here, we? And then we'll get right into the story because I know everyone is interested in learning more about Half-Hanged Mary. As you know, the past couple years, there's been a pandemic, Brandy.
I heard about that.
It's been on CNN. It's been in the newspaper. It's a big deal. And in 2020, we normally have an event every fall, every October, called DweebCon. And that is basically for all of our listeners to gather and basically worship us for 3 days. But because of the pandemic, we were unable to hold the event in 2020. And then last year, of course, we had the Delta variant or the Omicron or kind of both.
Yeah.
So we had to cancel DweebCon 2021. But we have some wonderful news, and that is there will be a DweebCon 2022. It will be held here in the Cincinnati area. We don't have all the details yet in terms of hotels or whatever, but it will include a live show, which will be free to the public, and it's a great time. If you've never been to DweebCon, we encourage you to come. It's the week of October, I believe it's 6th, 7th, and 8th, or 7th, 8th, and 9th, I can't remember, but that weekend, it's an opportunity for us to get to see all of our wonderful listeners and for them to get together because they're a wonderful group of people. Wouldn't you say so, Brandy? Even you would have to admit that.
I freely admit that.
They're very lovely people. And it's a great time. Like I said, we have a live event where we do the live show. There's a lot of audience participation in that. And then there's like a lot of little events that we schedule. And then we meet up and,
get hammered.
Some people, well, I wasn't going to say get hammered, but people have been known to drink at some of these events. But it's a wonderful time. It's Cincinnati's a great city, and the weather is perfect at that time of year. So we would love for you to join us. In DweebCon, we're calling it DweebCon, the Return of the Kiwi, which, of course, is our good friend Jessica Ann. From New Zealand, who is, bless her heart, coordinating, along with Leanne and Jamie, they're coordinating this year's event. And so we have more information to come, but mark your calendars. It's the week. It's Friday, October the 7th through Sunday, October the 9th here in Cincinnati. Possibly either we're going to be in either downtown Cincinnati or nearby across the river in Newport, Kentucky, depending on what kind of arrangements we can get. We're trying to get the best prices for you all. The only thing you're responsible for, of course, is your lodgings, your airline ticket, your lodgings, and any personal expenses like food or alcohol. There'll be more details coming out as we move forward, but we do have the date, and we would encourage you to join us this year because it is a lot of fun. Would you agree with that, Colonel?
I did not listen to that, Timmy. I didn't hear what you were saying.
Very smart. It is lit.
I saw cricket, Timmy. It was a cricket.
Oh,
basement.
I see. I was saying how wonderful it is at DweebCon and how much fun we have.
It is wonderful, Timmy. People get drunk, and there's some inappropriate groping of the colonel, which is always welcome.
And Jason does free mammograms, I believe.
Yes, he does. He'll have his booth set up in the corner, and we will allow for some privacy for the ladies.
Because we're not animals.
We have a booth just for breastfeeding.
There will be something new. Dweeb's wet t-shirt contest, Timmy.
Are you entering?
There will not.
I will be entering, Timmy. Yeah.
Anyway,
let's talk about this, bitch, Mary, please.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, please consider coming to DweebCon because it's a very good time. We haven't had a chance to kind of celebrate for a couple of years, so come and join us and celebrate another year of history, Dweebs. We're on year number 7 now, I believe. Brandy,
Jesus,
can you believe that?
I cannot.
It seems like it's been 7 years trying to get to this topic.
Well, you're the one doing most of the talking.
Merriam-Webster became one of the first women in the New World to face charges of witchcraft. Do you like, do you have like a portrait of her on your wall, Brandy?
She like the George Washington of your
witches.
People?
Yeah.
No.
If accusations of witchcraft were common, convictions were rare until 1692 and 1693, when basically they said, fuck it, we don't care what the evidence says, you're a witch.
Because what was happening to me was the witches, you got all the evidence lined up against a witch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what do? They cast a spell on the jury. And then all of a sudden, it's a not guilty. How are you going to convict a witch?
He's got a good point, Randy.
I mean, she's in the courtroom with a little cauldron and getting eye and newt and whatnot. They got a red-handed with the broom and everything, and then it's all of a sudden, no, we find her not guilty, and then they walk free.
It's kind of like
it was like New York in the 70s, Timmy, you know, with crime. Witches were just...
We're not even two sentences into this. What is happening?
It's kind of like impeachment in some ways.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It is. I mean, you can't really... They turned to witch vigilantism, you know, Timmy? That's the only way you can get a witch.
Well, in 1692 and 1693, those years came back to back, Brandy.
Yes.
20 people... were executed during the Salem witch trials. Of course, you're familiar with that, Brandy, I'm sure.
I have a passing knowledge.
But the Salem witch trials, that all laid into the future. Our story begins 9 years earlier.
Well, then what's the point of that?
Well, this is leading up. I mean, this is where where it's trending, Brandy. You know, it's going to trend toward the Salem witch trials,
Hey,
we're a little bit before that.
I need to know everything about Hadley, Massachusetts.
Well, Hadley is in Hampshire County, Massachusetts. I'm not going to have any more stories with Massachusetts in it because I have a problem saying that word.
Yes, that's the word. That's the word you struggle with, sure.
Yeah, I'm fixing to change it.
That's right.
The population was 5,325, Brandy. Your thoughts on that? That was in the 2020 census.
That is quaint. When was it settled?
I wonder if they got a family dollar. I bet they got a Family Dollar.
Oh, they got a Dollar Tree. Yeah.
Yeah.
A Dollar Tree. You know, shit's $1.25 in a Dollar Tree.
I
know.
I mean, why don't they call it a $1.25 tree now?
Doesn't have that flow.
I went in and got me a box of Whoppers, and they were $1.25.
Well, you know, I saw 25 cents
from the lady behind.
You know, Wendy's is bringing back their dollar menu because, you know, it went up for a while, but they're bringing it back. So, thank God. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, jeez.
And he's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's ironic he died of heart problems. After
he's fucking dead at 4 o'clock.
Wendy might be dead. Yeah.
Wendy's not dead.
I think Wendy might be dead.
She's not dead.
Wasn't she involved in some kind of scandal? Didn't she do porn or something?
I don't know, but she's not dead.
She's
tell
got
me.
Those piggy tails, you know what I mean? That's an attract.
Not anymore, dipshit. No, not anymore. So tell me when Hadley was settled.
Hadley was settled in 1659 and was officially incorporated. It was officially incorporated, Colonel, in 1661. Now, I only say that because this is how detailed we are, Colonel. It was settled in 1651.
Oh, we do deep dives, Timmy. We do
because,
deep dives.
You know, another podcast, let's say, I don't want to point out any names, but let's say maybe, you know, another podcast like Already Gone.
Dan Carlin, you know, they might have got this.
Nina would have said it was settled in 1659. Hadley was settled in 1659 and left it at that, right?
Or she would have jumped right to it was incorporated in 1661 and not given us the backstory.
She'd have been through this entire script by now.
Settled in 1659.
Well, we want our listeners to leave this podcast, after they listen to this podcast, to be informed. That's our goal in life. That's why we're alive.
Then let's inform them.
That's our mission, Brandy.
Well, great. Let's get on it.
And I just wish they were smarter. I wish our listeners were smarter, so that they could appreciate the pearls that were. I mean, we're casting pearls to you. Now pick them up.
It's like putting earrings on a pig, Colonel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really. And you know these deep dives are much like a diver going down to the bottom of the ocean for some pearls. And that's what you're doing, Timmy. You're doing the deep dive, bringing up the pearls and giving them to the audience. And nobody really appreciates
you for that. It's not that Nina is incapable of doing this.
Why is
she refuses, Timmy? She refuses,
dude. Come on now.
Already
Nina's
Gone
a stubborn
is a wonderful,
woman, Timmy.
It's a wonderful podcast, but, you know, if she just, you know, pay attention to detail like we do on this podcast, Colonel, people will leave.
Well, you would think that Nina would strive to be more like us, Timmy.
It would enhance the experience, don't you think?
I would think so.
Like in your book, when you talk about the clitoris.
Right.
Clitoris?
And
like victorious?
Yes. The victorious clitoris. I got a chapter called that.
And you give like dimensions, and I mean, it's very detailed.
Dimensions.
You know, I mean, you know, let's face it. Most men can't. You know, they couldn't find
the clitoris
with a GPS.
Timmy. No, but I tell you right how to get there. How to identify it.
Strike right to it.
How to deal with one that's, you know.
What big is
they're like
happening.
Snowflakes. They're all different. They're all different.
You know, Colonel, what happens is, I figured this out, Colonel. What happens is, we know where those things are at. We find it okay. But the women, they like us to search around for it, right? Because they get pleasure in that.
Well, it's like an Easter egg, Timmy. Yeah.
So they want us. They want us out down there searching for hours. You know what I mean?
If you're searching for hours, I think the problem is seriously with you, and you need to not be there.
I mean,
if you're searching for hours, you shouldn't be there at all quadrant.
Well, the Colonel makes a good suggestion. He suggests using like one of those little miner caps on your head.
Right. Yeah.
When you get
well,
down.
Now they just got the flashlights that go right with the LED lights. What? But now you got to watch because sometimes the ladies like you're searching around there for a long time. And what you find out is they're waiting for the episode of Bridgerton to get over. You know, Timmy?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're close. And then, you know, some viscount is commoner or something.
They,
you know.
What is happening? Oh, my God.
They keep moving the goalposts.
Can we start our story?
They often do, Timmy. They move the goalposts.
Wait a minute. Our vagina is not a Mr. fucking Potato Head. We can't just move shit around. What the actual fuck are you yammering around? We move the goalpost.
I have seen women contort their vaginas just to trick men.
Do what?
I have seen vaginal contortion just to trick men.
Yeah. It's like, it's like the, you know, the contortionist Brandy that's standing on one leg.
It is not a contortionist, Mr. Potato Head.
They stand on one leg and put the other one foot around their neck and drink a martini.
Can we talk about Mary? No, it didn't. Vagina.
It's vagina deception's what it is.
It is. It's really vaginal fraud, Timmy.
Yeah,
I agree. Fraud. Well, impersonating a vagina.
Perfect.
It's a tort. It's a tort. We studied it in law school. It is.
Okay.
Half-tanged Mary Webster was born Mary Reeve. See, she wasn't half-tanged at the point of her birth, Brandy. This came later.
Well, we don't know what the umbilical cord was doing at that time, but
that's a good point.
That's a detail that's not in there. Didn't do that deep of a dive, did you?
Timmy respected the privacy of the mother of the witch.
HIPAA, you know, I look at HIPAA as retroactive. So even though it was 1624, I respect that, you know, Colonel.
Yeah. And I respect you for respecting that, Timmy.
You're both fucking great feminists. Let's keep moving.
We respect the vagina. We both like the vagina. We're fans of the vagina. Put me down in the vagina column. How about you, Colonel?
I am pro-vagina, Timmy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful.
He is.
I ask candidates when they run for office. Are you pro-vagina? Are you pro-vagina?
No.
Well, anyway.
Bearded clam.
Bearded clam. Anyway, Mary Reeve was the daughter of Thomas Reeve and Hannah Rowe Reeve. And she was born in England around 1624. I actually went to the Hall Records there in England, but I could not find the birth certificate, so I apologize for that. The family migrated to Springfield in Massachusetts Bay Colony, and where they met the Simpsons. Don't they live in Simpsons?
Yeah, they do.
Springfield? Yeah. No, they moved to...
A little bit of knowledge so all our listeners can be... Now I'm going to make people smarter. Do you know why they picked Springfield, Timmy?
You know why they picked the name Springfield? I've been listening to you for 10 years, and I'm lucky to wake up every day.
I challenge
you to this question. Demo
I'm like
trivia.
A battery. The more like a battery on your phone, because the more Chuck talks, the more those little bars go down, and then I have to spend like all the rest of my time building back up until Sunday.
Well, in all fairness, vagina deception is a problem. It's not talked about nearly enough.
Nearly enough. No, yeah. No.
But continue, Colonel, with your comment on Springfield.
The reason that they picked Springfield is the name of the town. As you can go to Hawaii, Alaska, anywhere in the United States, in this great United States, any state.
Yes,
all
got that.
50 states have a Springfield in them.
Your thoughts on that, Brandy?
That is an amazing thing that I already knew care about.
Blew you away.
Well, Colonel, yeah,
it was me blowing you away.
If it'll get you to shut up, yes, I'm blown away. It's all the air. If it will get you to shut the fuck up so we can keep it moving.
you know, it's a mic drop moment, Brandy, on this show. And it's,
it really is. That's why they call me Colonel Hurricane.
And you know, all of our listeners, none of our listeners are listening right now because they ran to tell their spouses or their loved ones about Springfield, what they heard there from
you get called Hurricane because you come in quick and leave destruction. That's why you get called Hurricane. I asked Renee. So anyway, can we do this?
Yeah, Mary got married. I'm skipping over her
fire today. Yeah!
Mary married William Webster in 1670, Brandy. Did you attend a wedding?
No, it was a daytime wedding, and I don't like going out during the day.
William was 53, and Mary was 46 at the time, which is kind of, you know, that's all right. I mean, that's not too far apart, right?
Nah.
I mean, because, you know, sometimes you had, like, 80-year-old men marrying teenagers, so.
Well, I mean, it's 7 years. They're all right. We're good.
All right. William and Mary.
It's amazing they were both alive. I mean, that's old for those days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It is.
But she was a witch. I mean, she was going to live forever.
You know why the life expectancy was so short in those days? It wasn't because people didn't grow old. It's because it.
They didn't have Netflix.
Well,
syphilis.
But there's so many died in like childbirth or childhood diseases that it screwed up the mean.
Yeah, well, and they did shit. They did stupid shit too.
Well, they didn't have.
You mean like putting an electric dog collar on their leg to see what would happen? Stupid shit like that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. So
walking around in high heels at work.
Yeah. Yeah. Were William and Mary very rich?
No, they were not. They were poor. I had a really funny thing to say and now I forgot what it was. They're very poor, Brandy, and they lived in what was called a townhouse. Now, today we think a townhouse is like a condo with two flights of stairs.
Okay.
And we say, okay, they're doing okay, right? Living in a townhouse.
Yeah.
But that wasn't what a townhouse meant back in the.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
1600s. It was used to describe the house of the poor. So, yeah. So, when they had poor people, because, you know, a lot of the pilgrims and things, you know, if a man died, woman dies, no big deal. You just go out and get another bride. But if a man died...
A younger one.
A more attractive one.
Oh, my God.
One without penis, that's for sure.
Right, that's for sure. She was 46, so yeah, that's probably what was happening.
Yeah, But anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. But anyway, they lived in. What I was saying is, so when a man died, there was no means of support, right, for females, and kids, obviously. So they created these townhouses where widows and their children can live. So that was a house of the poor. It was a small house. The townhouse was a small house, and sometimes William and Mary needed charity from the town to survive. So I don't know what was going on with William, but maybe he was disabled, maybe he had, you know, advanced tooth decay. I don't know what was wrong with him, but him and Mary lived in a townhouse.
We got that.
Available records do not indicate whether the two had any children or not. I looked, Colonel, and I could not find any records to indicate whether there were children.
Oh, okay.
Now, we do know that William had a tendency to drink spirits, Brandon.
Which is why he wasn't working. Thank you for playing.
play stupid games, get super friends.
That's right.
It was not unusual to see him staggering the streets of Springfield after drinking too much Madeira. Have you ever drank too much Madeira, Brandy?
I've had funky cold Madeira. Does that count?
It does.
Thank you.
You know, Funky Cold Medina and that other song by Tone Loc, it's the same fucking song.
Wild Thing.
What's mm-hmm. it? Wild Thing. Yeah, Wild Thing and Funky. Listen to them. They're the same song.
Wild Thing. Wow, dang. Yeah.
So now I think we've.
Oh, Medina.
I think we've solved the mystery of why they didn't have any money.
You think he spent too much time with the great, Brandy?
Cold case solved, bitches. Mic drop. Bam.
While William was quiet and a quiet, unassuming man. Nothing worse than an assuming man, Brandy.
Yeah, but he's staggering around. I bet he's assuming then.
Well, Mary had a bit of an attitude.
Yeah, because her husband's falling over all the time because he's fucking hammered.
Poverty and neglect did not improve Mary's fiery temper. It seems that it agitated it, Brandy.
Well, that happens.
And she often spoke harshly to others when she felt offended. So she was a Karen, basically.
Sounds like it.
Her
shit was all like Kate Gosselin, whatever the fuck her name was, with the comb over and the spiky back and the flat front. Fucking Karens. Yeah.
In any case, Brandy, it seems clear that the Websters, that was Mr. and Mr. Webster, William and Mary.
Yes, the two of them.
They would later go on to establish a university named after themselves.
I doubt it, but sure.
Oh. Okay. In any case, the Websters were the lowest social economic was in this lowest social economic class, which in many readings of the witchcraft trials say that 10 times real fast.
Witchcraft is, trials?
Yeah.
The fuck? Everybody it can.
It's a possible factor among the accused in New England during the period. So a lot of the women who were accused of witchcraft were simply poor.
Were poor, yeah.
Yeah. Although many of her neighbors initially helped the Websters with food and money, these efforts tapered off over time because of Mary's attitude. Your thoughts on that, Brandy?
Biatch.
The community did not take kindly to Mary, as many felt that she was ungrateful of her neighbors who had, on different occasions, provided her with relief. So
they're
you can understand.
Fucking right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're trying to help her.
If you're not going to appreciate these goddamn ramen noodles, fuck you then. I'll just take them back and eat them myself. Bitch.
Mary was a proud woman, Brandy. She's very proud. I'm not sure she had a reason to be proud. I mean, she's 46. She lives with a drunk, and she's living in a townhouse. So,
well, she was despised and sometimes ill-treated.
Well, you know, and I think that's where they got the song, you know, Big Wheel Keep On Turning, Proud Mary.
Yes, I'm sure that's what
poor,
I'm sure that's what Ike Turner was thinking when he wrote that ditty. Very nice way to get in his head.
Leanne and I saw Tina, the musical in New York. It was really good. That was what we call in the business a sidebar, Brandy.
She is amazing.
Despised and sometimes ill-treated over time, Mary was soured with the world and rendered spiteful words towards some of her neighbors. They began to call her a witch and to abuse her. You know, Colonel, maybe Pete was a witch. What they call the male, what they call male witches?
Warlock.
Pete. Yeah. Oh, Pete. How you doing, Pete?
Mary was a proud woman, Brandy.
Yeah.
She was embarrassed. She was embarrassed by the charity the town had shown her and William.
Well,
at first she was mad at William for, you know, not being able to provide for her and basically being a drunk. The couple argued almost daily, Brandy.
Not surprised.
Well, although William was a quiet sort, and left the screaming to Mary, William would retreat and spend his time in their cellar drinking Madeira. So this townhouse, Colonel, it comes with a man cave.
Yeah,
pretty good deal. But anyway, William, when she's nagging, just, you know, I'm sure you've experienced that in your life, Colonel, where women have nagged at you, and he would just go down the cellar and get toasted. So that's one way of dealing with the problem. It became a vicious cycle, however. The more the couple argued, the more William drank. The more William drank, the less industrious he became, Brandy.
I didn't have Viagra back then, Timmy.
I anticipated this outcome 6 paragraphs
ago.
He's
got the whiskey dick. You know, you drink too much, you get, well, what do they call it? He had the ale dick, Timmy.
He's got wine dick. Madeira's wine.
The old ale dick.
He's got wine dick. Wiener. Wine wiener.
Wine wiener.
Madeira's wine.
Wine wiener. Maybe you have port penis.
Do what? Port penis? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, it was a vicious cycle. He couldn't get it up. Mary became pissed off. And it got to a point where the family's survival depended totally on charity to survive. So he wasn't working. He wasn't going out and digging up potatoes or whatever they did at the time, hunting for a muskrat, whatever. He was just...
Muskrat love.
No.
Was Captain Tennille really a captain, Colonel? And if so, why wasn't he promoted by now?
Basically, the captain, in all honesty, Timmy, he basically just had a boat with a trolling motor on it, Timmy. That's all he had, you know, and he was the captain of that, but he wasn't all that impressive.
Right.
You know, so I mean, anybody, you get a canoe, you become a captain, for Christ's sake, you know.
Could he marry, marry people on his boat?
In the state of Alabama. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Your thoughts on that, Brandy?
I don't even know what the fuck you two are talking about. So, they're depending on charity.
Yeah, yeah. Went long before Mary became the most depressed woman in Hadley. They did
despised. She was really despised, though.
Well, she was despised.
She might have been depressed, though, but, you know, she's despised.
But, you know, they did these surveys, right? And they asked everyone.
Is this
everyone,
like the dentist survey?
Yeah, it's like during the census, they ask, you know, who, how many, your age, how many people live in your home, what your, you know, what your religion is. And then they ask you, you know, which woman in Hadley do you despise the most? And Mary's name came up quite frequently.
All right, cool.
Soon, this hatred toward Mary manifested in accusations of witchcraft. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun.
I'm sure you're familiar with that sort of, those sort of charges, Brandy.
I am, but I don't want to talk about it.
Although partly to blame for her poor standing in the community.
Partly?
Would you agree she was partly to blame, Randy?
Partly. First of all, people were giving them shit and she was an asshole about it. So, no, this is completely her fucking fault.
Well, fuck I her. Mean, come on. Her husband isn't really.
No, the husband is a complete fucking lump. But I mean, Jesus. But he's not the one getting mouthy. He just kind of bumps into you when he's leaving the fucking bar, man. Ask she's all just and... chick. She's a bitch.
Well, although partly to blame for her poor standing in the community, as we shall see, those charges of witchcraft today, as we look back on it, Brandy, now seem ill-founded.
Maybe.
Mary I'm got shocked. Into Mary got into a dispute with one of the wealthy women in town. Have you guys seen Gilded Age yet?
Have not.
No. I would highly recommend that. It's on HBO.
Yeah, it looks good.
Max. It is really good. Anyway, Mary got into dispute with one of the wealthy women in town, which is not a good idea if you're depending on charity, right? You don't want to piss off Daddy Mama Warbucks, right?
Right.
No, no, no.
Mary had sought to join the Ladies Town Circle, a very popular group for women, who met regularly to gossip and exchange recipes and tend to charities. And of course, she was denied because, I mean, let's face it, Colonel, the reason why the whole Ladies Town Circle exists was to get together and gossip, and then probably gossiping about Mary, wouldn't you think?
I would think so, yeah.
So Mary was denied acceptance into the group because one of the group's founders, Abigail Wentworth,
love her heart.
Abby stated that since Mary and William received charity, Mary could not be a member of the group that managed charity for the community. So there was a conflict of interest. Yeah. But Mary didn't like that. She didn't take well to it. She actually took offense to it and swore revenge, Brandy.
Wow.
Now, here comes the eerie part. Just 2 days later, 2 days, 48 hours later, Abigail Wentworth's cattle mysteriously died. Your thoughts on that, Brandy?
It's a coincidence.
What do you think about that, Brandy?
It's a coincidence. Coincidence.
All right.
That's
tell
what
us
I
what
think.
Happens next.
I will. Where's Charles?
I'm here. I'm here, Tim. I'm here, Devil.
Let's see.
I'm pondering, Devil. I'm pondering.
He's pondering.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Okay.
He's in deep thought. He's with Jack Handy.
Jack Handy. All right. Another strange event occurred a few days later when a team of horses being driven by Abigail's brother, Elijah Donaldson, refused to go past Mary's house. The horses were visibly upset. Oh, no.
Well, I mean, it would be, I mean, you know, they don't want to go by her house. They probably...
Oh, goddamn right they would be.
They're spooked.
Well, this led to a confrontation between Elijah and Mary, in which Elijah threatened to have Mary charged with witchcraft if his team of horses could not pass.
Oh, he went there, Brandy. He went there.
Well...
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Mary, as Mary turned... to return to her home, the horses seemed to calm down and pass Mary's house without further incident.
Okay, so no harm, no foul there.
Suspect. Another strange event occurred a few days later when it was said that Mary walked into a neighbor's home and a hen fell down a chimney into a pot of boiling water. She had a skull mark.
I mean, that seemed like kind of convenient, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're getting ready for dinner and then you got some hand fall into your boiling bottle of water, I mean.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't think that would be a negative.
Seems like a Bugs Bunny episode to me. But
well, and, you know, you don't, it's a gift. Like, who are you to question a gift that just fell down the chimney and into the boiling water?
Maybe she's a good witch.
Maybe. So let's see. So she walked, hen fell down the chimney and into a pot of boiling water. She had a scald mark on her body, probably from the hot water, but her neighbors called it the witch's mark.
Witch's mark. And yeah, later well, became a brand of a... Of
deodorant?
No. Booze.
Oh.
You ever heard of witch's mark?
No. Maker's mark? Are you confused?
Maker's mark. Yeah.
There it is.
Maker's mark. It's okay. Bourbon, right?
Yeah.
Top shelf stuff.
God love
What's
your
top
heart.
Shelf, would you consider top shelf for bottled water, Brandy? Did you go with Ice Mountain?
No. I like Fiji water. It's very good.
I'm not big on those Fijians. I feel about the Fijians the way that Colonel feels about Canadians.
The Fijians, yeah, they're.
I mean, all they. I mean, let's face it. All they're doing is sitting around, and they have bottles, right? Empty bottles, and they just stand at the ocean, put some water in it, put it cap on it, and then they charge us $2.50 for it.
So it's ocean water.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
It doesn't taste like ocean water, so probably not. But
what's the other kind? I don't know.
I like Dasani. I'm a Dasani man.
Dasani's awful.
Dasani is what I'm thinking of.
Dasani's terrible water. It's bullshit creek water. Gross. Blech. Creek water. All right. So, old girl's got a mark on her hand or somewhere, and they're going to call it the witch's mark.
All right.
All right, so according to witch hunters on the scene, a witch's mark. Not make. Shish! What? No, not maker. Witch's mark. Or the devil's
You're
mark.
You're confusing the listener, Brandy.
Oh my God. Okay, so the devil's mark, or the witch's mark, or whatever you want to call it, it is an unusual scar that indicates a person is a witch.
Witches. She's a witch!
Yes.
Is that, what it, is that the mark? It says, I'm a witch. Hello, I'm a witch.
Yeah. It's a witch's hat.
Hello, my name is Mary, and I'm a witch.
Had a secret handshake or something.
Yeah, it's a little hat shape. So those marks were used against several defendants later in the Salem witch trials. And the fascinating little sidebar to this is in that paragraph, witch is spelled three different ways.
Brandy, I think this might be a learning paragraph.
And witch is spelled three different ways. Just sit and ponder that for a second.
But
these incidents.
She's a witch!
A learning moment because you see how she was, as she was reading the script. But she can't follow it. She has to stop and talk about something else every 2 minutes.
I know. If that's and we get some bad reviews for that, and it's mostly because the devil just won't stay on script. She's always off topic, off down some road, side road, going into
the
weeds.
No one cares.
With a long story about they really heads nowhere, you know.
Yeah,
but. Ends up so, talking about a dog, Lucy, or some shit. I don't know.
Exactly. How is Lucy, by the way, Brandon?
She's amazing. So these right, incidents.
I apologize for the typo when I spell.
I don't think you do. I don't think you're sorry at all. I think you wanted me to see that and see if I could figure it the fuck out. Well, I passed your test, sir.
You're implying intent, Brandon.
I passed your test, sir. sir. Thank you. These incidents were all that was needed by the local council to launch an investigation to determine if Mary was a witch. This was a claim that Mary vehemently denied.
I think the local council was like, there would, you know, it was probably a Friday before a 3-day weekend.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Let's investigate her, but we'll do that on Tuesday.
Get it. Yeah, we'll get that. So on March 27th, 1683, the Northampton County Court magistrates examined Mary Webster on suspicion of witchcraft. They decided that they couldn't handle the matter, so they sent Mary to Boston in April.
Yeah, pass it on to those fuckers in Boston.
That's right. She waited in jail until her court date on May 22nd, 1683, when evidence against her was heard by Governor Simon Bradstreet, Deputy Governor Thomas Danforth, and 9 assistants.
Let me just say, a little sidebar here, a couple years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, Leanne and I went to Salem.
Yeah, and, I have the magnet.
We toured the jail where they had these women who were accused of witchcraft. Man, those cells are so tiny. Dark, well, damp, and really, really small.
Yeah, but they were small people back then. Like, we're probably gargantuan
Mary,
now.
Mary could have used to lose a few pounds.
Well, I mean, yes, Mary and her attitude are not going to fit in one cell, I'll tell you
that.
Who
has an attitude? Is that Tammy from...
Your mom.
What? Tammy, the 6,000-pound sisters or whatever. She's got an attitude.
I don't watch that. No.
No, man, she's got an attitude. She has an attitude.
Well, so...
I mean, I feel bad for her, but she's such an ass. It's hard to...
Well, then, don't feel bad for her. All right,
no, so... I'm a human, Brandy. Well, Chuck and I are human beings.
Right. If I cut you, will you bleed? Let's find out.
Continue, please.
Oh, thanks. After a short investigation, they decided to go ahead and just indict Mary, stating, "For that she, not having the fear of God before her eyes, and being instigated by the devil, hath entered into a covenant, and had familiarity with him in the shape of a warnage, that is a fisher or wild black cat of the woods, and had his imps..." What the fuck? "And had his imps sucking her, and teats or marks found on her."
Let me some teats.
Well,
they put that in writing. Oh, no.
Well, you know, Colonel, if you're walking down the street and you see some imps sucking on some teats, what's the first thing you're going to think about? It's going to be witchcraft, right?
Well, of course.
I don't know if I've ever seen an imp in person.
An imp?
If you do, they're probably sucking on some teats.
It's a lady's pimp.
Wow.
The women fight for his delight.
Is teats plural or is that singular?
I feel like teats are on animals.
Well, these imps apparently was sucking on her teats.
I don't know, but witches supposedly suckle their imps or familiars, maybe even the devil, in exchange
the devil.
For help with their magic.
So the big question
the witches,
is, what is
so wait
it,
a minute.
What,
so the witches are whipping out a tit to feed one of these
the
things,
imps.
And... Yeah. In return, they help her with her magic.
Well, yeah, that seems like a fair exchange. I Colonel, maybe we should offer that sometime, you know, downtown with a little, get a little sandwich sign out and say, help with your witchcraft, you know.
Imps, yeah. Yeah, bring us your
imps available.
Familiars. Yeah.
Get your imps here.
Although the evidence against Mary was strong enough to indict her, it was not strong enough.
Like well, I mean, they found the warnage on her. I mean,
yeah. Well, it was not strong enough to convict her. And at her trial on June 1st, 1683, the court found Mary Webster not guilty, and she returned to Hadley with both fingers fucking up in the air, walking through the center of town.
So she walked, basically.
And
so
you know what?
That tells, that
and she's
tells
playing
right
the bitch's
her.
Back on her boombox.
She's on her revenge
on her
tour
bike.
Now. Colonel, she was found not guilty. So that what does that tell you?
She casts a spell on people, Timmy.
Yeah, she's guilty as hell.
I put a spell on you.
Although,
I put a spell on you.
Although the court in Boston had acquitted her.
It's very easy to get around that.
Okay. Although the court in Boston had acquitted her, the people of Hadley were still convinced she was a witch.
I think Charles is playing Minecraft or something.
Probably.
He's not his usually engaged self during this episode.
The fuck?
Continue. Continue, Brandy.
Yeah, well.
Make some very good points.
Thank you. They were still convinced. Hadley was still convinced that she was a witch. They cut off the charity for them, which I thought they'd already done. And they were forced to move from... Is he building a railroad, Chuck? What are you doing?
I have my favorite son here, and I was just chatting with him a little bit.
Which one is that?
I have... Logan just came down to say hello to me.
So. Nice.
Suffering
Hi, Logan.
No, this is not a thing. Come on, we're in the home stretch.
I'm waiting for you, Brandy. You keep
can,
getting off.
Hey, Jesus
Christ.
Logan,
I'm trying to wait for you to
Logan
wrap this
get me
up.
Oh, here.
Can Logan get me... Chuck, can Logan get me a Lou Reed t-shirt?
A Lou Reed? I believe, you know, just a couple months he sold one. So I will put him on the lookout for one, Timmy.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Logan
all right.
has cool t-shirts.
Okay.
What size are you, Timmy?
Fuck.
You like
XL,
your t-shirts big,
XL.
Extra large?
Yeah.
Or large?
I'm extra fat, XL.
Okay.
God damn it.
I got these, you know.
Okay. Nobody cares.
All of these biceps and stuff. We can't have those tightened in to me. We got
nobody
cares.
Well,
and you do
that.
Or
is buying that.
If you do that, next thing you know, you got some imps following you around wanting to suck on your teats.
Well, but you get magic if you let them do it.
But, you know, imps are the ladies' pimps, Timmy.
Oh, God. All right. So, Hadley. Hadley booted them out of their townhome.
I might be willing to help a female imp with her magic.
All right, are you ready? So they move William and Mary into a small shack that they built deep into the woods outside Hadley.
All right, so they get evicted, basically, from that townhome.
Basically, and told you can move into this outhouse out here.
All right.
So, a year and a half after her return to Hadley, a prominent Hadley citizen named Philip Smith died a painful death. Philip Smith had been one of Mary's accusers, and before long, people of Hadley said that Mary's witchcraft had been his undoing.
Oh,
this time,
that makes sense, Colonel. That makes sense.
Well, and this time, it they does. Would not send Mary away to face prosecution.
Nope, they're not going to send her to Boston, let some of those liberal judges let her walk again.
Liberals. Yeah. They're soft on crime up there, Timmy.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, so...
You know what? You know, if Edward Kennedy would have dated a witch, Timmy, he would have found out if she was a witch in that creek.
Oh, yeah, Chappaquiddick.
Because if she sank, she was a witch.
No.
What?
Or if she floated, she was a witch. I'm not sure how that works.
Fuck is happening. So
you make some valid points, Colonel.
About what? About fucking what? About not a goddamn thing. Philip Smith
is
laying here.
Philip
Smith is laying here dying. Okay? And a group of men with torches and pitchforks went deep into those nasty ass woods to find Mary.
I was never sure why people carried torches and pitchforks. Are they going out to.
Because you have to see and you have to have something to defend yourself
with.
What kind of dumb son of a bitch question is that?
What do farmers call that, Colonel? Like when you're, you know, tossing hay or whatever that's called. I mean, why would you do that in the middle of the night? Because you think she's a witch.
What the?
You
know okay.
Well.
All right. So anyway,
why wouldn't you get like?
So I see this someone, is this is a deviation, you know, in our timeline. Can we just? Can you just?
Can I just
back,
say this about witchcraft?
Back to the timeline.
I believe that Larry Flint said it. And when he was a Supreme Court justice, he said that, I don't know, I can't define witchcraft, but I know it when I see it.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. So they confront Mary, and Mary says,
You poo-poo in his comments, Brandy. Well, I don't like when you poo-poo.
Well, my dog's going to poo-poo in my house if we don't get this going, so I can get her outside. So why don't you settle down? So they confront her. She says, no, it's not me. But the men drug her out of her house, and they hung her up till she was near dead.
Oh.
Then these nice guys let her down, rolled her around in some snow, and then buried her in the snow and left her to die. Despite that mob's efforts, though, Mary survived the ordeal and gained the new nickname of Half-Hanged Mary.
That is a cool nickname. You have to admit that, Brandy.
Okay. And although Mary never became a respected member of the Hadley community, the citizens of Hadley left her alone after the attempted hanging. The town folks and Mary seemed to have come to an understanding that they would leave her alone if she kept to herself, which she did until her death in 1698 at the age of 72. Charles, please take that last paragraph.
All right, let me get on this here, Devil.
You got three sentences. You can do it.
You know what? Go ahead and take them for me, Devil, because I don't even have the script pulled up here.
That's excellent. So
Mary
gained international recognition 300 years after her death, when in 1995, Canadian novelist and poet Margaret Atwood believes she is a descendant. Or she's descended from Mary Webster. And in 1995, she wrote a poem, Half-Hanged Mary, about her ancestor. Her novel, The Handmaid's Tale, is dedicated to Mary Webster.
Oh, she wrote The Handmaid's Tale. That's very popular, isn't it?
Margaret Atwood, yes, she wrote The Handmaid's Tale, and yes, it is pretty popular.
That show has boobies in it every once in a while.
She probably is related to Half-Hanged Mary, then.
Yeah, I would think so. She's a witch, too. Witch! She's a witch!
Brandy, wow. What's your final thoughts on Mary Half-Hanged Webster?
Fuck that twat. You know why all of this happened to her? Because she was a fucking bitch. If she had just been nice and fucking appreciated people, they wouldn't have been so quick to do that. But she wanted to act like an entitled fucking twat.
So you're blaming the victim, basically.
I'm not saying they needed to hang her over it. Simmer down. I'm just saying none of this would have happened in the first fucking place if she hadn't been such a bitch.
Well, maybe she wouldn't have been.
If she'd have said motherfucking thank you.
Had it not for William. Billy.
Well, you know what, though? At some point, you got to let Billy stay, you know, drown in his own fucking vomit and just keep him there. And then he's not drinking your shit. But I'm telling you.
You
old girl
harsh.
Would yeah, not have had harsh. These problems if she'd have said thank you every once in a fucking while.
You have a very harsh outlook toward people, don't you, Brandy?
You do. Little compassion couldn't kill you.
And you find it hard to stay on with the script. Right? That's one of the. That's some of the feedback that we get about you.
It is some of the feedback, and I got to say, in this, we're going to get some of this because. I feel like the devil did a lot of victim blaming here, too.
Yeah, she really did. Poor Mary. Yeah. Poor
and body shaming because she was talking about Mary being 46 and her vagina not working. And
yeah. I don't think I was talking about that.
That's just not cool, devil.
And
that's just
being,
not cool.
Distorted and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, broken. Yeah, the twist. The vagina twister. It's a game women play, Timmy. Vagina twister.
Colonel, what's your final thoughts on Mary Half?
It's called Twat Twister. Stupid
Mary
fucking
Mary
Half
Webster.
Well, Timmy, my thoughts are she's a witch.
Well, we would like to remind everyone that we will be
what?
Hosting...
You don't even know what you're saying.
DweebCon this year on April, in October, 7th, 8th, and 9th in lovely Cincinnati, Ohio. We would encourage you to attend. If you want more information, join the Facebook group, the Fans of the History Dweebs podcast, where you will stay up to date with all the information regarding the upcoming event.
And now we need to do qualify that to me because those are tentative dates.
Yeah.
Because in October, you know, in that weekend, if the Reds happen to be in the playoffs, the hotels are going to be booked and downtown will be busy.
Yeah, that might be a problem. And, the Reds are at two and 14 Reds.
The weekend afterwards, though, the weekend after that I can't do because my baby's getting married.
I know. That's exciting. How are you feeling about that, Brandy?
Noah's taking a bride already. Is this an arranged marriage, devil? Is this a dynasty marriage where you're hooking up with another family and
Noah started a cult.
Little town?
She's married. She's marrying him off to probably someone in Norwood. And then they're
going
to
create a dynasty. Yeah.
Yeah. Noah's joined a cult. He's getting married. But
I want to start a cult. I'm going
to
start.
Oh, you know, that's right. Something you should know, Brandy, when your son, oldest son, very nice lad, when he and the lovely Jessica.
He is marrying a lovely girl.
But you've got to know this, Brandy. After they get married, it's okay for them to.
Oh, don't stop. Don't. Please don't. Let's not do that. But I'm also saying that they may come to DweebCon if we have it that weekend. So,
wow. We would be
honored. And that would be amazing.
Okay, I got to ask you this question, Double, because it's a double-edged sword here.
Right.
Now, you don't want to picture and think about your son fornicating. Nobody does with their children, right? But you do want the grandchild.
I do.
So you know, that's just part of the ugly. It's called a devil's bargain.
I know.
A devil's bargain. And Sophie's choice.
It's not Sophie's choice, but that's all good things happening that first couple weeks in October. So,
well, it's exciting. I'm happy for Jacob, I'm happy for Jessica.
And think about how long we've been doing this and like how much he's grown.
Not a little boy, but he was a young man. I mean, a young guy when we first started. Now Noah, too. I mean, I think Noah was like 6 or something when we started, wasn't he?
He was old enough to cause her great grief.
Well, wait a minute. No, we've been doing this 7 years. He was 3.
Yeah.
7 years, yeah.
He was 3.
He was young.
Yeah.
The FCC has not shut us down. No, I mean, I meant Jacob. I meant Jacob was old enough. Think about Jacob when we first started this.
Yeah.
And now look at him.
He was like 15 and giving me fits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just goes to show you that, you know, it all turns out.
Just goes to really show what kind of influence Dave has been on them, on the young man, I suppose.
That's what I was thinking. Dave should be very proud of his parenting skills. Well, I guess Brandy, too.
Because he hasn't turned out to be a witch.
Yeah.
He has not. I'm very proud of him.
He's a good young
man.
Well,
I hope they can make it to DweebCon. So I know they were there last time.
They had a lovely time.
Now, is the mother-in-law, are you ready to take on this mother-in-law role and being a shrew? Because I mean, it comes natural to you. So
is the house that they're buying, does it have a mother-in-law cottage?
The house that they bought does not have a cottage, and I will be just fine to her because when and if they have grandbabies of mine, I will need to see them.
It's
easy because she's a lovely, lovely young lady.
Yes.
So please plan on being at DweebCon 2022, the return of the Kiwi, being held in Cincinnati.
Return of the Kiwi, and I'm just October 7th to the 9th. Timmy,
Huh?
For devil. Well, not for the devil, but it seems that things are you're kind of you're not headed down the Lanny trail that we thought, devil. Your son's getting married. You're going to have grandbabies. You're talking about living in the mother-in-law cottage. What's Lanny going to do?
Lanny is going to be lost.
Yeah. Lanny's going to be all alone.
I feel like Lanny's already lost. One-armed
in a trailer, trying to pleasure himself with one arm.
Which is hard. With his Marlboros rolled up in his sleeve.
One dangling out his mouth.
Yeah.
The smoker cough.
What are you on about?
But you know who can be very proud is your economics professor, Brandy.
Oh, my God. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Please join our Facebook group.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we'll see you next time on History Dweebs. Bye, everyone.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.